Tuesday, August 14th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the hogs, cash pork bellies are trading under a dollar a pound, so there was no financial incentive for slicers to put them in the freezer for BLT season. There were good rallies in cash bellies, but nothing was sustained, and if buyers paid attention, they were able to buy fresh product cheap. The product that went into the freezer is unprofitably stored at current prices. A late season surge in cash bellies is less likely because of the buildup in hog numbers, providing more fresh product. Bellies have carried more than their weight as part of the cutout value. Packers killed more hogs last week, but it is just 2.6% more than a year ago, which barely reflected the increase in supply. Add another full percent to production with added weight plus seasonal numbers coming, and it is too soon to get optimistic. One business that the Chinese tariffs on pork have worked out well for is the pet food manufacturer. There is demand and value for animal parts in China that have virtually no value here. Now, with that export market shut off, packers have to find new ways to dispose of variety meats, trying to get paid a little something for them. This actually is one of the great advantages of the benefits of trade, where something worth little to nothing here has value elsewhere. With lower-priced inputs, I would bet that pet food manufacturers are making big bucks. The Mashoff said that the Chinese are not going to get hurt by this, as the European Union will get the opportunity to sell them stomachs, livers, feet, and offal. There's renewed optimism on finishing a trade agreement between the United States and Mexico for NAFTA. The pork industry would like the 20% tariff to go away. As noted, they are likely to get a deal on auto part content, but unless Trump makes some very major concessions and other issues, it is still a lift to get it pushed over the top. Packer margins have recovered as the daily kill is now utilizing kill capacity. On the cattle, after buying cash cattle lower last week and then selling beef higher, packer margins have gotten good again. I'm not excited about packers getting rich, but I am happy that they are killing cattle. There are larger numbers of cattle on feed 120 days or longer that we do not want to back up. The way through them is to run the chain speed at least as fast as they have been doing. I have said that it is more important to sustain the kill than get another couple of bucks out of packers. Glad to see that they are doing as I suggested. The corn market gave feedlots another opportunity to buy corn with a correction. China is reportedly going to import 1.2 million metric tons of beef this year, up over 20% from last year. Unfortunately, given the 37% tariff, virtually none of it will be ours. That is more opportunity for Canada, Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, and the European Union. The Chinese only charge a 7.2% duty on Australian beef. The Texas Beef Council says beef exports add $170 to the value of U.S. steers. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the grains. So we have a 785 million bushel soybean carryover, and the weather forecast is no major threat. China bought so many soybeans ahead of the trade war that crush margins there are red, which is the opposite of a shortage, and it'll be October until they get the inventory used, according to commercials. The Chinese are not going to want to buy U.S. soybeans and help the market until at least after the fall election, so as to let it soak into the U.S. ag sector what their market means to us. Oppositely, Trump will want to get the soybean market to somehow recover for Election Day. Cheap soybeans should benefit demand, but USDA only increased the crush 15 million bushel and exports 20 million. News of soybean export sales helps psychologically, but USDA has them in their balance sheet. The only thing that will dramatically change that balance sheet now is a resolution of some kind with China. The longer this goes on, the more talk that there is of joint ventures by Chinese processors in Brazil, and the lost market share becomes more permanent. This will have a significant impact on planted acres next year. Shifting millions of acres from soybeans to corn may only result in $2.50 corn. The 40-week cycle should give us a better opportunity to make 2018 and 2019 corn sales. Thursday's recovery rally in soybeans stopped at technical resistance. The guys at the coffee shop do not like the idea of getting a Trump tariff relief check and letting China eventually steal our cheap beans. They like my idea of the CCC instead buying 400 million bushels of soybeans for $3.6 billion, rolling back the carryover and raising prices. This would cost the government a lot less in the long run than just handing out money to farmers, but do as much or more for farm income as the Trump checks would. I think that China would see it as a much more powerful statement. Ag Secretary Cindy Perdue needs to get more creative. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.